said to him, you give me back my money. I said it quite very firmly, in no uncertain terms, and then he pushed past me, and then I pursued him. He was running down the alleyway behind my shop and then into St Mary's Walk, and you're shouting into the crowd saying, stop that man, he's taken my money. Nobody helped. It's really sad, but there you go. If a man was coming towards me and a woman was shouting, stop that man, he wouldn't have been standing. I would have stopped him. Don't you worry. I couldn't sleep last night, and it's really upsetting me. It's upsetting me. But today's another day, and I have to carry on trading. You know, you can't give up on one sort of, you know, thing like that. But this is happening more and more often. You know, in the 6 months going back, I've had shoplifting. You know, it's been awful. It's a lot of money. It's, you know, it's my day's taking. So I've worked all day, you know, for nothing. But you know, I'm an incredibly positive person, you know, and I just sort of carry on. But it's just not good enough. I think people don't realise that when they steal from you, you're stealing from me as a person. You know, I wouldn't take anything from anybody. I help people that do things like that, you know. So for me to be, robbed like that, I feel it's a real massive insult and a slap in my face. You know, it's a real shame. And Market Harborough, please don't get me wrong. Market Harborough, I came here 8 years ago. It's the most wonderful place. I know so many people here. You know, I came here alone, but I'm never alone. And the amount of messages I had last night was quite moving, actually. It makes me feel quite, even now, sort of makes me feel very, makes me well up at the support I've been given. But you know, Market Harborough is a lovely, lovely place. Please do not be put off coming here. It's a town that is growing. We've won an award 3 years on the trot for best town. So, you know, it's just the odd person that can really taint things, you know. So let's stay positive.